BJ Lederman, thanks so much for stopping by.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
At some part in just about every public radio show, we hit the point where the host says,
theme music was composed by BJ Lederman. The show is produced.
BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is.
And BJ Lederman continues to write our theme music. NPR's Tom Goldman.
So, how did you become the de facto composer in residence for public radio?
Well, it was a situation of being in the right place at the right time. I was going to American University, and I had been doing jingles, anything from car commercials to dairy commercials. And I was friends with someone who worked in the engineering department here at NPR way back in the day, Skip Peasy. And that's when they were cooking up this as-yet-to-be-named morning news show. And long story short, they did not get around to having themes. And I went home, it was spring break, I think, of 77, and wrote it on my mother's piano very quickly. You know, they are right about this. When you've got a good song, it usually comes pretty quickly.
Are you amazed in any way that we're still hearing that tune?
Hell yes, I'm amazed. I'm amazed at all of this.
You've just released your debut album called BJ. Let's listen to a song called Walking Down the Street.
Walking down the street with my head on low, trying to get the courage up to let her go. People try and tell me that I shouldn't care, but things don't seem the same 'cause she isn't there. Trying to act like.
How would you describe your personal music style when you're not writing jingles or theme songs?
Well, because from the very get-go, you know, we all tried to be the Beatles. Each one of us had, you know, a favorite Beatle. You know, mine, of course, was John, if it's all the same to you, that is.
Why the Beatles?
It's not just because Dad brought home Meet the Beatles from his store one night. I know what it was. They let me play the album on their Victrola, which had a 15-inch speaker in it. And it's the first time I've ever heard, like, a kick drum, a beat, and Paul's bass rattled my stomach.
So how could I dance with another? Oh, and I saw her standing there.
And I went, oh, so this is a color palette, a sonic color palette I never knew existed. This is bypassing my brain and going right to my heart. And then I saw the Ed Sullivan thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
I mean, that was it. It was the worst decision they ever made, because at that moment I no longer was destined to become a lawyer or a doctor or whatever the hell they wanted me to be.
You do include a nod to your public radio persona, a little album-closing jam called Weekend Perdition. I've always wondered, do you ever get your own catchy melodies stuck in your own head?
Oh, it's a horror show to be me. It really is. It's torture. Trying to, you know, they invented sleeping pills for me because I cannot turn the little earworm jingle thing. And it's usually not one of mine, thank God. It's something that I don't know where I picked up. I just don't know where you pick these things up.
In the last 40 years, have you ever been in, say, a grocery store or on a subway or something and heard somebody else either whistling one of your tunes or humming it?
Thank God, no.
Really?
Not yet. No. The sad thing is, I'm the guy whistling and humming. I've got my Bose noise-canceling headsets on, you know, and I'm listening to my album, and I'm singing out loud in the middle of the, you know, spaghetti aisle. It's a little scary. There are times a day you don't want to be around me.
Well, BJ Lederman, thanks so much for talking to me today.
I appreciate it. I hope you enjoy the album.